This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling stress-free. So will Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Don't lie awake wondering. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.
Oh, yeah, welcome to Friday Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you believe it's Friday already?
I can't.
No, I can't. Feels like Monday.
Doesn't it?
Let's do another week.
Or not.
Okay,
let's
sorry.
Let's do this, though.
I just have a little question here.
Just one little question.
I just have one little question.
I don't know.
That's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, that is a tricky one.
Let's find out, shall we?
Carrie and Tommy's Little Questions.
Yeah, if your kids are out there and they're asking you questions that you might not know the answer to and you want Tommy Little to help you out because he does have all the answers, just head to carrieandtommy.com.au and you can score your child a Space Talk watch, the safest and most secure children's smartwatch on the market, available at JB Hi-Fi and online.
And joining us today, it's Mackenzie. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hello.
How you going?
I'm good, thank you.
I heard you're massively into basketball.
Yes, I am.
Ooh, what position do you play, Mackenzie? Are you a guard? Are you a centre?
Well, I don't really have one.
Awesome. You're an all-rounder. Do you score lots of points?
Not many.
Oh. What were you when you were little, Tommy? What did you used to play?
Well, I was a guard because I was little.
And you'd whip around the court.
Yeah, I'd whip around and I'd lose the ball a lot and I'd miss shots. I was pretty good, Mackenzie.
Really?
No. Hey, Mackenzie, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Oh, awesome. And do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do.
Take it away.
Why can you see the moon during the day?
Oh, that is a good question, Mackenzie. Do you eat carrots, Mackenzie?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's actually happened is carrots allow you to see at night. So when you can see the moon, it's actually nighttime, but the carrots have kicked in, and so you can see it.
Okay.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Have a great day.
Hold on, Mackenzie. That's not the answer.
That's the
that doesn't
answer,
even
Mackenzie.
Make sense, that answer.
That's an answer.
It's not.
Mackenzie, do you think that sounds like a good answer?
No.
You must have some idea.
Yeah.
What do you reckon it's to do with?
Mackenzie, what do you think the answer is?
To be honest, I don't really know.
That's why she's entered.
Yeah, come to you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you... I think...
Why are you making Mackenzie do all the work?
No.
He's padding.
I like to know... It's called reader competence. So I like to get an understanding of how much Mackenzie knows.
Yeah.
And so how I have to explain the answer.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to use all the big sciencey words that I know.
You told her it's because she ate carrots, mate.
Yeah.
Just give her the right answer.
It was. Mackenzie, the moon actually orbits and... It has nothing to do with nighttime or daytime. And so often the moon and the sun can be like in the same line, and that's when you get an eclipse. So even though we see the moon at night, we just notice it more because the sun is reflecting off the moon.
Very, very close.
And Mackenzie, is that a good answer?
Yes.
Oh.
The moon is in the Earth's orbit, and the part that shines is actually lit by light from the sun. So if the moon is in the right orbital position and the sun is shining on it in the right way, you can see it during the day.
And the carrots also help.
Really?
No.
Mackenzie, for having such a good question, you're going to win a Space Talk watch.
Thank you.
Have a ripper, Mackenzie. Score lots of points.
All right, mums and dads, if you want your child and to have a question answered by Tommy Little, head to carrieandtommy.com.au. Little Questions returns again next week.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
R&B Fridays Live returns this November with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your primitive is when he had
13.9 for the year. Carrie, you're ahead.
Great.
Good to see the vibe is up for this segment today.
No, I'm focused. I'm sorry, Buzz, but sometimes I concentrate too much on the banter, which you don't give out any points for, and I don't focus on the game, which is where all the points are at. So
that's fair.
I'm just staying silent until you play a song backwards, and then I will pipe up and I'll have the answer for
you.
You're
doing a lot of talking.
Okay, I've focused too much on the banter. Once again, no points getting out, so I'll just stop.
I've got a theme this week as well, guys.
Buzz, I'm not going to talk to you.
All these songs are on the management-approved list that we have for Carrie's Bickmore's Booty Drop.
Okay.
No cheating, though. Okay. Here we go. Song number one.
Tommy. Rihanna, Umbrella.
Oh, nah.
Oh!
It's like more of the song, Carrie. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it is Rihanna, but I don't know what. Nah, I'm out.
All right, Unfaithful.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be the reason why.
I reckon one of the best Rihanna tunes.
Absolutely. I love that song.
My favourite one is Stay. Stay is a churn.
That's another slow
Rude
one.
Boy.
Yeah, Rude Boy's great. Yeah. Jeez, he's got bangers.
All right, another song from
Let's
the approved list that Carrie has for a booty drop. I don't think he does.
No, I've still got, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be in the reason why. Let it walk out the door.
Well, I can't think you're singing. I need to do less of this stuff.
Sorry.
Oh. No one knows?
No, I didn't say I didn't know. I didn't know it was
open. Give us
an
answer then.
Well, I'll give you the song again.
I'm going to play it one more time really quickly. No more singing Rihanna.
No, don't play it quick.
Stop singing, Rihanna.
Oh, count the dough.
Is it Usher something?
No, I'm going to buzz you both out. It's Neo's Miss Independent.
Not as good as the last Rihanna song that you played.
I'm surprised that I don't know the songs on my pre-approved list very well.
No,
we've only started using it today.
The booty drops that you're so passionate about.
I mean, I'd know the voice backwards by Farnham.
All right, let's get into song number three.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
I know it. Is it Loosen Up My Buttons, Babe by damn it.
Carrie, would you like a go?
I
want a winner.
I just can't deal with it.
Give me a point. At least I participated.
Both of you are out.
What's happened to you before
Pussycat
this
Dolls,
break?
Buttons.
Oh.
Very, loud.
Sorry, I'll go.
It's exciting.
Normally it's me that's like that. Changed roles.
All right, so we are doing the songs that are on the management approved list for Carrie's booty drop, and we so far have none from three.
What's that?
That shows how much we use.
Which Pussycat Dolls song was that?
That was Buttons.
Oh, I was so close.
Yeah, but you weren't right. Here's song number four.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
Craig David, What's Your Flavor?
It is!
I'm back.
I thought it was just called Flavor. Is it What's Your Flavor?
What's Your Flavor?
That's because you never read your own list.
All right. Oop, I've just played that twice. Here we go. Song number five. Carrie, get this, you draw. Tommy, get this, you win. Here it is.
Carrie's
in.
Black Eyed Peas, My Hump.
It is! Black Eyed Peas, of course, doing R&B Fridays live. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Check it out.
One all.
I don't want to.
Scores remain the same.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little here this week for Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to help you fall asleep. Use only as directed.
The sprays are great. The drops are great, but also these delicious pastilles. If you need a bit of a stress relief on the go, just pop a pastille in the mouth, bro.
Coming up, some beautiful Father's Day messages from your dad. I say beautiful. I don't know if my dad's was nice or what.
Which my dad's nice.
Yours and dad's was beautiful.
I'm very surprised.
Anyway, I just need a quick update before we go on. Sonda, what's happened to your poo in your front lawn?
You know how I was hoarding poo?
It's dog. Yeah. It's dog poo.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's really important to specify.
A woman was letting her dog poo in your front lawn.
Imagine if it was just the woman.
You decided to get her back, you'd keep all of the poo from the dog.
To get her back?
Yeah.
Just to emphasise, to get her back, you would keep the poo.
Yes, yep. I've kept the poo in little bags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We asked the people of Australia if it was crazy to put out a sign with poo telling this woman that I've been keeping it. People said, no, not crazy enough. Throw
so
poo at
so you've put the, you've put the sign out with all the bags of poo around. I've seen the picture.
I tried to be a better person, but there's more poo there. So, yep, the sign's out now. I bloody laminated it. I did one sign and made a spelling mistake, so I did it again and laminated it, put it there.
You bags. Laminated it.
Well, because
it's
I don't
a
want
lot of effort.
I don't want to get wet.
Okay.
And I put all the poo bags around it.
And you want to keep that. You know?
A keepsake. Yes. Has she
you
come back? Has
well,
she seen it?
I don't know, because she does a lot of walking and pooing in the day. So is the next step I take a day off from the show and go to a stakeout?
I would like to put up a camera.
Is this an elaborate way of getting a day off?
Yeah. I would, sort of has been bagging up her own poo and pretending like it's a dog's.
Mate, you can just ask.
I reckon we set up a camera and do a live stream.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to happen next week, yes?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Good.
So you don't get
happen.
The day off, but we will set up the live camera.
Do I stop hoarding poo?
No.
Oh, you know, even if we tell you to, you're not going to.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Father's Day this Sunday, Bickers.
Yes, a shout out to all the dads out there.
Yes.
The ones that have gone before us and the ones that are still here and the ones that aren't officially dads but do the dad role too.
And the ones that are thinking about becoming dads. And the ones who have been dads.
No, I just don't think dads are necessarily the way everyone assumes they are.
Dads of all shapes and sizes.
Many shapes and sizes. And yes.
Fat dads, skinny dads.
Say a happy new year to mine too.
Dads who climb on rocks. All the dads, but we caught up with each other's dads.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear from my dad later in the show. I caught up with the great man, Brian Bickmore, and I had a few questions
oh, God.
For him. He's so great. The first thing I asked him about was the things that Carrie Bickmore loved growing up. What did she love?
She thought she could dance, which surprised me every time I saw her. I thought, Christ, that's going to be a hard life. And I was surprised when she went and worked at the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a perfect gig for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
You look back and you go, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. She considers herself to be the Aussie J-Lo.
Is that right?
Yeah. Do you agree?
No.
So as you may have already worked out.
I thought dads are meant to back in their daughters.
Well, not funny dads like your dad. I don't think the daughter that goes, oh, I'm the Aussie J-Lo, needs much more confidence in her corner.
But I should give a shout out to my dad because he's one of the reasons I got into radio. I used to sit under his desk at work at a radio station, SAFM in Adelaide, which is part of our great network. And that's where my love of radio began.
He was actually very quick to point out, I haven't got the grab here, that he had nothing to do with your start in radio. He said people sometimes get confused and they think because he worked there that
he got me my job.
Yeah, and yes. He was like, it was actually quite the opposite.
Well, I was adamant that he couldn't get me a job, so I tried to do it alone. I'm sure he helped me. I just didn't know about it.
But what about, no, he said it. He made a real point of she's done all this by herself. And I thought, what about Brian and his fatherly skill? I mean, did he cook?
Every night that I had her, we went to the Pizza Hut for dinner.
Did you?
Every
really,
night.
Really looking after her nutrition?
Well, I'd say to her, we'd sit down and say, honey, I'm going to have a bottle of Jacob's Creek Red and a Meat Lover's pizza. What are you going to have? And she'd go, Mummy says that pizzas are bad for me. And I said, well, what are you going to have? Pasta. Oh, okay. Same conversation.
Yeah.
Every night.
Also, if she doesn't have the pizza, there'd be nothing to soak up all that wine that she was having.
No, I wouldn't give her that. I was drinking it. No, she was great. She was great.
Loves a laugh.
We did the same thing together every time we caught up.
Yeah. And so he loves a laugh.
Yeah, he does love a laugh.
But he did get a bit serious because I said, What do you love about spending time with Carrie?
My conversations with her are the most interesting of my life. We cover 100 topics. You know, and I learnt a long time ago not to ever debate her. So if she said, you know, Dad, I'm going to, you know, climb Everest. I go, oh, that's nice, darling. Yeah. That should be good.
That is true. If he says I can't do something, it makes me want to do it more.
I brought up competitiveness and his eyes just went real wide. And then I asked him one of the most straightforward questions. Are you proud of her?
I'm incredibly proud of her. But I'm proud of her as a person she is. It wouldn't be a day that someone doesn't come up to me and go, you know, if they know and go, wow, I love that girl.
Yeah.
And actually, she's done it all herself.
Yeah.
And the really tough moments that we certainly lived together, and that was with Greg and so on, that's when I was the most proud of her. She was just incredible.
Yeah.
In fact, we all needed her to be that strong. So, yeah, I'm really proud.
So I thought that was going to be the proud moment.
Yeah.
But the proud moments didn't stop.
What type of mum do you think Carrie is?
That's probably what I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
I watch her with those three kids and the love she gives them and the way she brings them up. And, she doesn't let them get away with too much, but she's forever looking, observing, and I just think she's the best mum I've ever seen, actually.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was lovely.
Well, I was raised by a damn good one too. I'm not crying. You know what? I don't raise them alone though. And a big happy Father's Day to Chris as well, because he does all the hard work as well.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to give away the...
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. Get your passports ready and come see me live in Paris.
Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, featuring the hit single...
You need to calm down.
Out now.
Can't wait to see you. We're going to have some fun.
Win your way to the City of Lovers.
Taylor
Swift. Swift.
Live.
In Paris.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
How exciting. A trip over to Paris with your lover to see Taylor Swift over there in an exclusive and intimate performance.
Is this the point where I step out of the studio and I look at my phone and wait for it to ring?
Might be you.
You can't intimate.
I have been anyway.
You can't.
I know, but I have been.
But other people can, including the person we are about to call now.
Oh, gosh. Everybody look at your phones.
Hello.
Hi, is that Felicity?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Felicity, it's Carrie and Tommy here.
Hey, Flip.
Yes.
Why are you so excited?
Are you serious? Are you ringing the Taylor Swift? Oh, my God.
No, I just thought we'd ring to say hi, mate.
Oh, hello. I love you anyway, so I'm going
to... Okay. Okay, Felicity, we need you to survive for the duration of this phone call.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Felicity, you said something very interesting there. You said, is this for Taylor Swift for my girls?
Yes.
You sound like a gorgeous mum. Did you enter the competition on behalf of your girls?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about your girls.
They love Taylor Swift. They're 22 or 24. Fight about everything except for Taylor Swift.
Felicity, here's the thing, though. I mean, we've had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of entries from all around the country. So the odds of you being the winner, even though it is great, the odds aren't high, Flick.
I know, and I love talking to you anyway, so that's okay.
Hey, Felicity.
Yes?
You girls are going to see Taylor Swift!
Oh, my God, thank you so much! You have no idea. I just, yes, you're going to be so... Oh, my Lord, yes, thank you so much.
Aren't you a gorgeous mum?
But Felicity,
I don't know.
Felicity, I'm hoping you're not near them right now, because we're going to play a little trick on them.
Yes.
We're going to call them now and say that you've won and that one of them gets to go with you to Paris and make them decide which one should be the one to go with you. How will that go down?
I don't know. I think there'll be probably a punch on it, though.
Is there one that's more selfless? Is there one that's more likely to go, okay, the other one can go?
No, do you know what? They both are pretty selfless.
Well, you've done a good job as mum, haven't you?
No, they're great girls. They really are. So, yeah, I think that's them. Okay.
Hey, Flick, you've got to promise us. They are obviously both going, but you've got to promise us that you won't quickly message them and tell them.
I will not message them, no.
Felicity, you're the best. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
There we go.
Oh, what a sweet.
I feel really bad pranking their family now, but we're still doing it. What's next?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Get your passports ready and come see me live in Paris.
Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, featuring the hit single...
You need to calm down.
Out now.
Can't wait to see you. We're going to have some fun.
Win your way to the City of Lovers.
Taylor
Swift. Swift.
Live.
In Paris.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
We're about to do something really fun, aren't we, guys?
Yeah. You just heard from the amazing Felicity, who we are called, and the best mum in the world.
Yeah.
She nominated her daughters.
22 and 24-year-old daughters.
Yeah, to win the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, to go to Paris and see Taylor Swift. Yeah, an intimate performance, trip of a lifetime.
And so we thought we'd have some fun, and we are going to call the daughters separately and tell them that, hey, their mum's won, but they can only take one. And we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
See if they
this
go.
This could be really bad.
It could be horrible.
This could start. She said there could be a punch on. So.
Yeah.
Let's start with Beck, the 22-year-old.
Right, let's call Beck.
Hello.
Hey, is that Beck?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Beck, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Hi,
Beck.
How are you?
Hey. Hi. You having a good day?
Having a great day, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Beck, you've got a gorgeous mum.
I do.
Isn't she the best?
She's my favourite person in the world.
Has she done anything for you recently that you've really appreciated?
She always does. Nothing okay. in particular, I guess.
Okay. Did you enter the Taylor Swift competition to win the Trip of a Lifetime to Paris?
I did, yes.
Do you reckon your mum entered it as well?
Did she? Not that I know of.
You reckon if the mum knows that her daughter's a mad Taylor Swift fan, do you reckon she'd go out of her way and enter the competition in the hope that then you'd have more entries in and so your chances of winning to see one of your favourite artists in the world, of course, would be higher?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Well, we have some news for you, Beck. We have some good news and some bad news.
Well, we have some amazing news
and
some shattering news.
So first of all, Beck, you didn't win the tickets, but your mum did win the tickets to go see Taylor Swift.
That is so incredible. Oh, my God.
Beck, hang on.
Okay.
Because there is a slight catch, and that is your mum can only take one person with her. Because it is such an amazing trip, of course, just two people can go. And so we thought we'd ask you, would you rather it be you or would you rather it be Shannon, your sister, that goes to see Taylor Swift?
I have to send my sister.
Oh, yeah. you'd let your sister go with your mum, not you?
Yeah, she would love it. She deserves it. And she's been studying really hard and, yeah.
Hey, Beck.
Yeah, that'd be good for her.
Becca,
yeah.
We spoke to Shannon and she said that she wants to go as well and that she doesn't think you deserve the trip.
I mean, that's fine. I'm not that surprised, but yeah.
That is a lie.
Hey,
she
Beck.
Did not say that, Beck.
Hey,
that is not true.
Hey,
I'm not letting that one go through.
Beck, I'll put you out of your misery. You are absolutely going to see Taylor Swift over.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
And you're going with your sister.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
And you're not going with mum. Yep. This is a girls' trip, you and your sister, all right?
Oh, my God, that's incredible.
Your amazing mum entered on behalf of you guys, and she wants you to go and have the best time ever.
Going to be the best time ever.
We need you to do one more thing for us, though. We're going to call your sister now,
okay.
And we're going to tell her the same thing. And then we're going to put her out of her misery, and we'll put you both on the phone together, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Just hold
Thank
on.
Thank you very much.
So right now we're calling Shannon, Beck's sister.
I mean, this is really, they're just really lovely people.
I know. And Beck can't hear any of this FYI as well.
Oh, I can't. I don't know if I can be mean to another beautiful person.
Hello?
Is that Shannon?
Yeah, it is.
Shannon, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Shan.
Hello.
What's doing?
Not much. I just ran out of a uni lecture, actually.
Oh, well, we'll be quick because you've got to get back in there and study. What are you studying?
Occupational therapy.
Oh,
awesome.
That's what my sister does.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep.
Anyway,
that's
enough
all.
Enough chit chat.
Thanks, Shannon. See you later. Oh,
Shannon.
No, sorry. We've got another thing.
Okay. How much do you like Taylor Swift?
So much. A what?
What would it mean to you to go see Taylor Swift in Paris?
It would be the best thing of my whole entire life. Oh, my God, I love her so much. You have no idea.
Because your mum entered the competition to go see Taylor Swift and she won the tickets and gets to take one of her daughters with her.
Oh, my God. Oh, one of us. Oh, my God.
Only one of you, Shannon. This is where the problem comes in.
I'm the eldest.
So, Shannon, are you, because we thought because you are the oldest, we'd give you the deciding vote. It can either be you or your sister Beck going with your mum. Would you like it to be you?
Oh, my sister loves it too. No. No, my sister absolutely loves it. I'll have to give it to her.
Hey, we've got your sister on the line here.
Yeah.
Hey, Beck.
Yeah?
Beck, I've just told Shannon she has to pick which one of you goes. And Shannon was so lovely, and she said you. Would you like to give Shannon the good news?
Shannon, we both got to go to Paris. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't understand any of that. But Shannon and Beck, your mum's not going. You two beautiful sisters are going together to see Taylor Swift live in Paris.
It just sounds like two women crying in a bathroom.
Pretty much.
Your mum did something good, girls, because both of you said each other, you're such a gorgeous family, and we hope you have the best time.
Thank you,
oh my God, thank you so much.
See you guys.
Bye.
Oh, how good is that? Doesn't that just make you feel good on a Friday afternoon? Beck and Shannon off to Paris to see Taylor Swift. She'll play her new song, Lover. That is the name of her new album. It is out right now. Mm. Oh, good way to end the day.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, Father's Day this weekend. We heard from Carrie, your dad, a little bit earlier on in the show.
Yes, he was beautiful.
He was.
And funny. He's actually a funny man. And he said something in there that stood out to me, and it is so true, that he loves hanging out with me. We'd sit and chat for hours. Mm. He loves hanging out with me. I just realised how that sounded. But if I had to think of one of my favourite people to hang out with, it would be him as well.
Yeah.
Is that the case for your dad? Because we're about to hear from him next.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that, yes.
It's weird.
It's Father's Day coming
no.
up. Imagine if it was and anyway, this baggage you're going to listen to, I might chuck on a Hamish and Andy podcast, I reckon.
Because I would want to hang out with your dad because he is the most beautiful, special man.
The enforcer.
Yep, and we caught up for a great chat about you earlier in the week. So we wanted to chat to you, Ian. It is Father's Day this coming Sunday, and one of the greatest joys, I'm guessing, in your life has been being able to be Tommy's dad. So we thought, why not chat to you about what that experience has been like for you, being Tommy's dad?
Right, yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is it going well? 10 at the top?
It's doing okay. Yeah, he's doing okay. I don't have to support him anymore.
Is that one of the things you want as a parent, to not have to support your kid?
Absolutely, yeah.
You must have done something right.
It took about 8 to 10 years before Lynn stopped taking food parcels over to Tommy.
Oh, sweet.
There was a lot of food parcels went over to the boy.
That's what you do as a mum. Yeah. He couldn't cook? He was terrible, was he?
No, he was smart enough to know, if you don't cook, your mum'll. But also he had no money. It's a hard gig to... You know, it takes 10 years to get going and...
Absolutely.
...and get a real job, yeah.
Would you have ever thought when he was a little kid that he'd grow up to be a comedian?
Never.
Was he funny, kid?
No, more than any of the others. They're all mad, yes. I think if you really said who was the really funny one in our house, it's his sister Katie, because she's a real... I used to think of her just as this wacky little kid, yeah.
That's funny. Maybe she's missed her calling. Maybe they could be a double act.
She probably has, yeah.
He often describes himself as the mistake.
Ah. Now, that is... What? It's... Oh, it's you've hit me. It is a long way from true because I am... quite severely visually handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy has never seen me drive a car. And we moved to Melbourne in 1981. When I found out about my condition, we went through a period of, we better not have any more kids if they're going to have my eye condition.
Right.
And... the upshoot of that was that if you have any more children, it won't affect them. So absolutely no mistake. No, that was a, yeah.
If you look back to, you know, the early days with Tommy, what are some of your fondest memories?
Oh, his tantrums probably.
He seems so chilled. Not always like that?
Absolutely not. Talk to him about mini golf.
Right. Competitive? Just doesn't like losing.
I'll say no more.
We will ask him about mini golf then. If you were looking to the future, what would you want for your son?
Oh, him to be happy. That's it, whatever that means to him. Happiness is everything.
Is there anything that you two haven't done together or said to each other, or an experience you've had that you hope to have together in the future?
One thing we haven't done together is we have never been on holidays... just by ourselves together.
You and him?
Yeah.
We can make that happen. I have the pleasure of seeing the other side of Tommy, but a lot of people don't know the other side of Tommy. How would you describe Tommy to people that aren't just watching him do his stand-up routine?
Oh, I think the thing that would come out most is he's not the idiot he portrays himself to be. There's a lot more to Tommy Little than that, yeah. Oh, I think he's very reliable and he's very faithful to his friends, and he's got a group of good old school friends that he still catches up with and keeps well in contact with, past girlfriends and all these sorts of things. That's quite amazing. For a guy who's still single, he has a lot of contact and has had some really good close friends, and you think, well, why the hell didn't that work?
Why do you think he is still single? We wonder that ourselves.
It's probably his mother's and his sister's fault, really. I think it's
why?
Oh, because they're so marvellous. It's
no one can meet their standard. Oh. That's so beautiful. Oh, that's really sweet. He does talk about both of them in very loving manner. Thanks, Ian. Wasn't expecting to have a cry with your dad.
No, I wasn't expecting that. I did wonder what you were going to talk about.
How do you feel hearing that?
He's right. They're bloody good women. I contest that I'm funnier than my sister.
What happened at mini golf?
I used to love mini golf, but I was a super competitive kid, and there was one hole where the hole was right at the top, and so if you didn't get it there, it fell back down a hill, and they kept trying to get me to stop playing the hole, and they said there was a 10-shot limit. Anyway, I kept playing, and I ended up throwing clubs, and we got kicked out of the mini golf place, and then we were never allowed to play mini golf again.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Thank you.
We're going to make that happen, as well as you and your dad need to go on a holiday together.
If there's mini golf, deal.
Did you hear him say that he wants that?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah,
I
can we make that happen?
Yep, sure.
Happy Father's Day as well to everyone
out there.
Happy
Father's Day, Dad. Love you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nearly the weekend, nearly time for us to get out of here, but let's end it like this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
And it's been a big one, hasn't it?
I reckon it's been a medium one.
Are you serious? We just gave away a trip to Paris, mate.
And we went and played blind tennis. Mate, we've done swear. Have you been for the last 5 days?
No, but I reckon if we set out that as the...
Sorry, that's my Siri.
Even Siri's what's up? Disagreeing. Are you kidding? You're an idiot. It's a massive week. I just reckon we need to set the bar at medium for that.
Oh, you're all depressing. I'm wrapped.
Tell me why.
I'm wrapped because often we try one of my favourite segments, the voicemail segments, and because of Tommy's area that he likes to play in, the blue area, make everything saucy.
I prefer a shallow end of the pool.
No, it's just very naughty and I can never get out the voicemails. And this week I had great success.
Steve Price, please.
Oh, I've got Price's number, yep. Okay, ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are you saying it's my name? Do I say my name?
Do you just read what's on the paper?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
You've reached your press.
Yes.
Please leave a message.
Hey, S to the P. I got an idea for a new show called The Steve Price is Right. Larry Emder's already in. Call me. C to the BZ.
Very good, Big Wall.
What was that? I said attitude, not 60-year-old black woman.
That's my version of attitude. How would you do that? You read that with attitude.
I meant attitude as in like, hey, S to the P.
Yep.
Like that.
Okay,
go. I'm not doing the same thing. Okay, go. Okay. You got to call him back. Oh, no, he's calling.
Oh, no, he's calling. Oh, no, that's my friend.
Oh. All right, that's enough.
And the thing that made me most excited, Steve Price was listening, and in a meeting at the project, he said, oh, I didn't know where to call back. Who should I have called? And I said, did you hear? And he said, yes.
The Steve Price is Right is a show that could happen.
Yep, there you go.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Buzzy.
Me. Okay. I'm wrapped this week as well, guys.
Hi-ya.
Yeah, nothing
makes
absolutely nothing makes me happier than making Hughesy really, really angry. And we have a weird thing going on at the moment where we for some reason dress the same.
And you never wear the jumper you're wearing now though.
No. But we found out this week that we also had something else in common.
Tommy, also someone slid into my DMs to try to hook up with you. So,
read it to you there.
An attractive blonde lady.
Give it to
called
me.
Jay Lee. She's slid into my DMs to go, hi, you are great. But could you tell Tommy Little to look me up?
Is that the same one?
Yes. I've hooked you up. I'm sick of being put in the same basket as Buzz.
I had the same person slide into my DMs.
Did she say you were great as well? What'd
no, no,
say?
She didn't give me the comment. She said, can you tell Tommy I'll marry him if I don't get a better offer?
He's actually cracked it. He's actually cracked it.
I mean, what's the difference between you and Buzz? You're
and also
the
both
same person.
Got similar tops on as well.
You both work in afternoon radio.
Ah.
Both like God, nice so jackets.
He's got an Adidas cap on and I've got an Adidas t-shirt on.
We've got, you're going to have to dump some Buzz. This is nearly swearing coming out of here. Have you had any more messages?
No, just the one.
Okay. I guess I'll finish this off.
Go for it.
Or should we just finish?
Are you raw or are you wrapped?
Nah, I'm a bit raw.
Why?
Because I'm raw because for so long we broadcast out of your house, right? And I loved it. The family's around, great. Yeah. And occasionally I made myself two at home. So I would walk through the house. Yeah. I would eat things from your pantry. I'm never eating anything from that pantry again.
Why?
Especially not the Nutella.
Sometimes I bring a jar of Nutella to the side of my bed.
Whoa!
Okay. No, I just mean, I know I've got that to look forward to.
I've eaten Nutella. I've eaten that Nutella.
No, you know
mate,
what I mean?
Remember you were doing the show from your house? I used to go to the pantry. I didn't know it was a bloody toy cupboard.
Don't stick it anywhere. It's for after. It's a treat.
What is going
on? It's a treat. Do you mean it was a treat with me? No, no, no. That was horrible. I needed a treat after just get a taste of you out of my mouth.
Yeah, well, look, I know I can't erase that memory and thought from a lot of your minds, but hey, it's how I roll, mate.
So can we do calls next week on Where'd You Whack That Nutella?
No, but I should point out, go to the Carrie Tommy Instagram or Facebook. Also, if you want to check out our blind tennis that we did, because that was a highlight of the week this week. Leighton Hewitt was involved. It was epic.
It was a huge week.
Yeah.
Massive week. We're back next week, though, for another medium week. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you then.
See you, Siri.
Take a deep breath and relax. There'll be another Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast very soon. Rescue Sleep contains white chestnut, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.